Hello, it's John, and this morning I'm sitting in St Mary's Parish Church in Todmorden, somewhere that is well known to a lot of our readers, I think. And I'm talking to the Reverend Nancy White and Joan Wright, who would like to talk about the work they do for young people in Calderdale schools. So over to you. Perhaps, Nancy, you'd like to start?
Yes, so Joan and I work for an organisation called KICS, which stands for Christians in Calderdale Schools. And we work in the local schools in Todmorden. I've worked for KICS for quite a long time. I think it's about 7 years, but it's so long I can't quite remember how long. And we have an objective to be Christians who are actually involved in schools and, more importantly, supporting schools. And that goes for everything from supporting the children in the delivery of collective worship, in the delivery of some of the RE curriculum, and also in supporting teachers because they have an incredibly tough job along with the teaching assistants and all the other staff in schools. So it's a very varied job. And there are quite a few different workers.
Excuse me. Would you like to lock the door for you?
No.
Don't worry.
There are quite a few different workers who work for KICS, and we cover the whole of Calderdale. Joan and I primarily work in Todmorden, though Joan does also work in other places as well. And the other members of the team tend to work in Halifax Brick House direction. And so we cover it, sort of, with quite a few of us workers in schools.
Right. So how did this start then? Is it funded by the council? Or
no, KICS is entirely funded by Christians.
Right.
In Calderdale. And it was started as a way to engage with schools in and support churches engaging with schools. It was important that churches, as schools began to change, that churches found ways to keep engaging with them, particularly as schools had the demand to deliver Christianity as part of the curriculum, particularly collective worship. And to give schools the safety that they knew that they were going to someone, an organisation that was safe and had recruited, and they weren't going to get too many weirdos preaching things that maybe were not acceptable within a particular state school.
Right. So I would imagine then you must work alongside other faiths, do you?
We do work along other faiths, but not often very directly. Normally we are brought in to run an assembly or do an activity or take a workshop in a class. And so we don't often actually do directly interfaith work. There will be some of it involved, but not a lot.
No.
But we do obviously work with all children, regardless of their faith.
Yes, I see. So, Joan, you work mostly down the valley, is it, in the Halifax area?
At the moment, my husband and I are involved at Todd High.
All right.
So we go in there once a week and do a question point, which is just basically an open question that helps the children start to think about things. So, for instance, we'll take the values that the school are talking about, the arch they talk about, and we will ask them questions and chat with them about what those different...
So you mentioned the arch.
Arch. Arch is what Todd High calls themselves. Now you're going to put me on the spot. I know A stands for...
Achievement.
C is compassion.
Right, nice. It's an acronym.
Yes,
right.
So it's an acronym.
Yes,
honesty, etc. So we would ask a question in such a way that we can get the children thinking about that. And then the children will very often say to me, "Well, what do you think? What do you know?" And then we can share, "Well, as a Christian, I see honesty as this, or I see compassion as that," or
right.
You know, and so we can, and tell them a little bit more. It also gives us that the children would feel that we are safe people to talk to.
Mm, I see.
That we're not going to take advantage of them.
No. So you must be, obviously, the older end, being at the high school.
Yes.
I would imagine that you get a certain amount of feedback because you'll have all sorts of different people who don't have any connection with church or churches or any faith at all. And
The children are quite happy to tell us, I don't believe anything at all. Or I do believe that, oh, is that what you believe? Oh, that's interesting. You know, they are wonderful. The children are just amazing.
Right.
I've been fascinated to see what they write. We have a big piece of paper with the question. They write on it every week. And obviously, as they've got to know us more, they're starting to tell us a little bit more about what's happened.
Right.
Sometimes they're very sad, little things that they write. They say them quietly to us and write down. And you can tell that they've had a bad week or something like that. And then maybe we can have a bit of a chat with them.
Mm.
And some of them come back and just really need us to
right.
to know. And I mean, one little chap said to us last week, this is the best day of my week.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm also doing some counselling in Hebden Bridge.
All right.
No, I'm talking nonsense. Not Hebden, the other one. Selby
Bridge,
the other bridge.
It's not counselling, it's mentoring.
Oh, she's. This happens to me a lot because, as you can hear, I'm South African, so I use different words for different things, and I'm learning the English of England
right,
at the moment.
Yes.
So the mentoring, so I'm doing a bit of mentoring with some girls there who just need somebody to tell them that God loves them
and all of this is by invitation of that teacher, is it all?
Well, I'm actually a maths mentor at the school, and then the head of the pastoral team, they asked me if I would pray with these girls.
Oh,
so, because their parents had actually said that they needed prayer. So the pastoral head asked me if I would pray with them.
Right,
so I do that once
a week. I see. So that's your way in. I see.
Yeah,
so as you say, you must get some very entertaining and thought-provoking comments and questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it probably makes you question your own faith. I think, no, I never thought of it that way. Do you ever get, things that make you think, now then, that's a good point coming from such a young person?
I certainly think the responses that young children and older children can give see through some of the nonsense. Rather than necessarily making us question our faith, they make us look at it differently.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And they do. They cut through some of the silliness, some things that get us caught up, and often get to the meat of what Christianity is actually about and faith is about. Certainly. And sometimes their responses when you ask them for giving you something, say, what do you really value in life? And it will be something like the Xbox or something ridiculous like that. But otherwise, they will also be children who will be there and saying, well, I really value my grandmother who passed away,
right.
Or something like that. So you will get everything in the spectrum.
Full spectrum. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And I suppose this time of year, which is for readers' benefit, I don't know when this is going to be published in the paper, but it's just coming up to Christmas. Are you fairly challenged that way? What's Christmas all about? And all the presents, and where do your priorities lie at this time of year? Do you get questions like that?
We do. One of the things that we will be doing at Todd is just having some Christian leaflets that explain what Christian, what the Bible and what the story is about, really.
Right, yeah.
And the children are free to take one if they want to or not. We never proselytize in that way and just force them to or anything like that.
Mm.
So we will have those available for the children to take.
Because as they get older, obviously they do question, the nativity and all that side of it, and as young children, perhaps at the national school and younger, they will accept it at face value and think, oh, what a wonderful time and all the angels and all this kind of thing. But when they get to the high school, they think, I wonder if some of the glitter has worn away, and they get a bit more thoughtful.
It's more about the fact that Father Christmas isn't coming anymore.
Yes, yes.
You know,
And where he fits into the story.
Yeah, where does, you know, and the Easter Bunny, obviously, at Easter time, where did they all come from? What's that all about? Especially, I mean, we have at Sowerby Bridge, we have a high percentage of Muslim children that I find are just really, I identify with a lot because they're coming up with, they do believe in God.
Yeah.
And so we have a common base, strangely enough, as one would say, a Muslim, how do we have a, well, we do, because they believe in God. They have a faith.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it's, you know, that some of the children are easier to identify than the children who could be, well, I don't believe in anything. You know, so they just have no faith.
All sorts, won't you? Mm. Yeah.
But the youngsters are, the young people are really coming up and thinking a lot more than what we have in previous generations.
Yes.
Some of our previous generations have been much more materialistic, but these that are coming through now are definitely more, shall I call them, spiritual or aware of spiritual things, and not quite as aware of just money all the way through. Mm-hmm. They are a lovely generation.
Right. Mm. Yeah. And they're interested in addressing the question of what is the meaning of life.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's good. Yeah. And you're obviously, both of you, very, very keen on what you do. Do you find it very fulfilling?
Oh, absolutely. So this morning we've taken an Open the Book assembly into national school.
What's that?
Open the book. So it's a national program, or international, in fact. It's done in Africa and all over the world,
right.
Run by Bible Society, and it's a primary school aimed assembly program. And it literally is opening the Bible to people by adults making absolute and utter fools of themselves, dressing up and acting out all these different Bible stories.
Have you been doing that?
That's what we've been doing this morning.
Right.
I have my bag sitting at the side here that has my costumes and the bedroll that we used and everything.
So who were you this morning then?
So, well, I was God this morning.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry.
Yes, of course, I was God. I was God, and I remained in my bright daffodil yellow dress for that.
Right, I see, yeah.
But we had one of our members who was playing Samuel, and another member who was Eli.
Oh, I see, yes.
And it was Samuel hears a voice, so mm-hmm. I was the voice of God saying, Samuel, Samuel, wake up! And Samuel's running off to Eli to say, why are you waking? What do you want? And so on and so forth. It's a good old-fashioned story.
Yes, it's something that they can relate to. And
that
it
they
has a beginning and an end. Yeah,
it has a beginning and an end. And so the program is great because we have an opening that we use to introduce the story. The children are often involved.
Mm, good.
So not with this particular one. They weren't so involved with this one, but we can get them doing actions along with the story or making sounds. When we do creation, it's particularly noisy. As we say, right, do your favourite bird, and we've got squawks and owl twitter-woos and everything under the sun. And they often will also be part of the characters. So they might become one of the brothers that killed... and I've just gone
Joseph,
thank you.
Yeah.
Joseph, so they'll be beating up Joseph in his technicality. Oh, they love it. They love it. So it's an amazing program, and it always finishes with a thought that we have a little bit of silence, so they think about what the message is, and then we finish with a prayer. And the schools love it because it's an assembly. They know that what the pattern is. And the most lovely thing is what Joan's going to tell you, because she turned up last week for the wrong week to National to do the assembly. And so she stayed in. And what did you see?
Well, I saw the year fours take the assembly.
Right.
They had written their own script completely.
Right.
And chosen their song, everything. And they dressed up the same sort of way we do. And we had four little ones at the front. They read the opening like we would. And then the school has their own prayer, so they did that. And then the one little girl sat down and opened a Bible, children's Bible, and started to read the story, and the others acted out the story just like we would have. And then the second two closed just like we would and said, okay, think about this. And this is a prayer. If you want to say it with me, say amen at the end. And it was just like watching, you know, everything that we'd done, and it was just beautiful. They had done such a good job, and they hadn't had any teacher input at all.
Right.
So they'd done the whole script, everything themselves, and it was really, it was slick and smooth. They'd been practicing at breaks and all kinds of things. So they really, it was wonderful to see them.
They sounded a lot more professional than us. we turn up, and it's sort of like, oh, who's doing this one? Who's doing that? What do the lists say? And yes, and even today, I'm afraid Samuel got in back into bed before he should have done, and then had to call out to Eli, did you say God was going to call me?
Well, that's what makes it interesting, isn't it? Well, looking at you two, it's absolutely fascinating. Your eyes are lit up, and you're obviously very, very keen on what you do. Mm-hmm. So thanks for talking to us, and thanks for the work you're doing, and you're sort of opening people's, young people's minds, you know, to different ways of looking at things. And we'd like to wish you all the best in the future. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.